Savages, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. First off, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple, Google, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Trust me, people, you're going to love it. Thank you. Welcome to the Savage Empire. I'm your host, Mike Trainer. It's good to be back again. Thank you all for listening. And we're going to start with a little breaking news that came out early this morning, and that is Chapman's appeal. As you know, he appealed for throwing at Bursell's head in that crazy Yankees-Tampa game a month or so ago. 3-game suspension, even though he didn't even hit him. Got it reduced to 2. He'll serve those 2 games in the beginning of the year. So he saved 1 game, got to play the rest of the season and the playoffs. So they kind of did him a favor instead of just taking it on the chin when he should have. But needless to say, I don't think he deserved the suspension in the first place. And when that scumbag hit the home run off of him in the playoffs anyway, should have just been reduced to nothing. That's punishment time served. But whatever. We all knew that was going to happen anyway. Other news. J.A. Happ. Free agent J.A. Happ. Former Yankee J.A. Happ. Is drawing interest from the Texas Rangers and also the Angels. And I'm sure other teams are interested. Good. Speaking for everybody out there listening and everybody else who is not listening. Good. Take them. Take them, sign them, do whatever you want with them. We have no plans to bring him back whatsoever. He is garbage. He didn't do shit for us, really. A couple good games here and there. Started off fairly well, and after that Red Sox game in the playoffs a couple years ago, that was it. Take him. Anybody who signs him can just basically, you can almost guarantee that they are out in Trevor Bauer. And that's who I want. You guys know that. I'm going to keep saying it until it happens. And if it doesn't, I'm going to be mad. And that'll be a great rant for this show, I'm sure. Now on to Robinson Cano. Don't you know that you will never get into the playoffs, or playoffs, into the Hall of Fame? First suspension, maybe you could have gotten away with it. He seems to be generally liked. Could have went down that Ortiz road, you know, where you fail a test, but because you're so beloved that maybe, you know, we'll find out next year he'll get overlooked. That suspension, that non-suspension will get overlooked and he'll end up in the Hall of Fame. Maybe Cano could have headed down that same path. But when you get popped for a second time and you lose a full year, that's it, my man. You are done. Finit Gonzo. $24 million lost this year. Hope it was worth it. Hope it was worth it. To what, make yourself look like one of the best players on the Mets? I mean, just showing up ought to do that. Fool. Thank God he's not on this team anymore. And I don't want to hear anything about, oh, he probably learned it from A-Rod. Probably. You're probably right. But he didn't get popped here. So, can't say shit. So now that he lost $24 million, that's 24 extra million dollars to the Mets. So everybody's starting to panic. All the Met fans are getting overjoyed here, thinking, oh, that's going to be LeMahieu money. Is it? Cano still has to come back. And maybe you'll have a permanent DH by then, but right now there isn't. There isn't any permanent change in the rule. I think there will be, but nothing yet. So assuming that there isn't by the year after, you get Robinson Cano back on that roster, owed $48 million more dollars for two more years at his age 39 and 40 seasons. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of dead money, too. That was a bad deal Seattle gave him, but they were smart enough to get rid of him. The Mets had to take him. But now they're kind of stuck. What do you do? Hopefully he'll get hurt and you'll have him out of your hair like Ellsbury and you just pay him and not have to think about it. But that's still going to count. Still on the payroll. So you want to take this money and what? What are you going to do? It's going to be at least a four or five year deal to get LeMahieu. So you're going to have LeMahieu this year, and then year two and three of his deal is when you have Cano on the team too. And it's going to be roughly the same amount of money, maybe a little bit more for LeMahieu. So that's $50 million to two players. That's a lot of money. I don't think they thought that through. My guess is, if I was a smart Met fan, there's not too many of those, but if I was a smart Met fan, I'd be thinking, take that money this year, put it towards Bauer. Which is what I'm worried that they're going to do. Because it seems like Cohen is a smart man. And that could be a little scary. And we'll talk about that a little later. But for right now, how are the Mets going to spend that extra $24 million? Do they even bother? They don't have to make any moves. I mean, they have other replacements there. But we'll see. We'll see what they do. As long as it doesn't get them DJ or Bauer, I don't give a shit what they do. And we'll cover that if they do. Otherwise, I don't care. But speaking of DJ, he's rumored to want a five-year deal. Now, I'm not sure on what the money will be. But since he turned down, you know, basically $19 million a year offer from the Yanks this year, I'm guessing his agent will probably want to try to get the max at 25 per. Will some teams do that? Will some teams give him a five-year deal at what his agent wants in terms of the max money when he's already 32 years old? Now, also rumored is that LeMahieu said he would take less money to stay with the Yankees. Kind of a hometown discount, if you will. Now, if DJ's willing to give us a discount in the money, is Cashman willing to go the extra year? Now, if you've guys heard me on the earlier show saying I would not go higher than 4 years, $20 million. But if DJ wants $25 million and it's 5 years, if I can do 5 years at like 20, $21 million per, 22 at the most, and you're saving money, I think you kind of have to meet them halfway here. And, you know, I'm not all in on DJ and the Yankees breaking the bank and breaking everything they need to do because there's repercussions for guys down the line. And we know the Yankees are cheap now. If they were just open the wallets like I want them to, then I don't give a fuck. And you know what? When you're winning World Series and shit, the luxury tax doesn't matter. You're making it back tenfold in ticket sales and merchandise and everything else. So they're not hurting. But this is what I'm talking about. So let's just assume that that's the way it is. They don't want to break the bank. But if not, and he signed somewhere else, then you're going to have to make a trade. Because what are you going to do? You're going to move Glaber back to second? Your starting shortstop's going to be Tyler Wade? I don't think so. Now, curious to see what a full season of Tyler Wade would give you. I think the versatility would be nice, but come on. Who are we kidding? He is a AAA plus player, and I don't mean disrespect by it, but it's just the truth. Especially when you got Lindor on the market, and then next year you got Correa, Seager, and Story are free agents. If they don't get traded. Now, or if you're the Yankees, do you try to make a trade for one of them? Personally, for me, as good as Correa is, I don't want him on this team. I don't want any of those Astros on this team. Which is kind of funny and being a little bit, you know, crazy because, you know, we do have Herman on this team and Chapman with their domestic violence thing. And yet I still cheer for them. I know I'm a hypocrite. But those are outside of the sports things. Chapman served his time. Herman served his time. I'm not excusing it. Putting that out there right now, I'm not excusing it. All right, but you got to be real. Chapman has value, and the Yankees are going to get that value. They don't give a fuck. If they can get value for Herman, either through trade or keeping him on this roster, they're going to do it. Despite what Hal said. Now back to my original point. I don't want Correa on this team because I don't like his arrogance. I don't like his woe is me, we're the real victims of this whole we cheated scandal. Plus, I'm pretty sure there's guys on the team that does not like him, or Bregman, or any of those other scumbags. I don't want that on the team. Call me crazy, but I bet there's a lot of you that agree with me. Story would be interesting. Lindor would be interesting, but those guys are going to cost. So here's the deal. You either pay DJ most likely less than what you're going to pay those other guys. And you're going to have to give those guys easily a 5-6 year deal. And hope that Glaber improves with DJ back in the fold. Or you let DJ go. You make a trade now or you wait a year. And you got to rotate in second base either with moving Glaber back and starting Tyler Wade or having Glaber stay at short and maybe bringing somebody else in, a cheaper free agent. Yeah, I guess you could do that. I know the Yankees have options here, but I don't kind of like the way it'll go because my guess is they'll be cheap about it. I don't know what it would take to get Lindor. Do you want to trade Clint back to Cleveland? Do you want to trade Clint at all? I want to give Clint a chance to be on this team full time. I think he deserves it. I think he's there. But any trade you make for Lindor is probably going to have to start with him. And then what? Now you got a hole. Do you bring back Gardner? Because you can bring him back cheap. You can give him $3-5 million, he'll take it because he just wants to stay here. Or do you bring in a free agent? You're going to have to spend money regardless this offseason. How do you want to spend it? They had a lot of money coming off the books. Do you bring back Tanaka? It's going to be expensive one way or the other. These guys, they're gonna have to spend money, and I think a lot of you guys know that. and this is why I put this out a few days ago, we're going to Twitter GMs. Now, I asked a couple questions and I got some answers. Excuse me. First question was, who would you trade for? No free agent signings. I only got two responses back, but Nelly Nell at Nelly Nell 51573 said Sanchez for Yasmani Grandal. And I say no. And I know everybody kind of wants that. Most people want to get rid of Sanchez. I feel like, and I'll get to this in a minute when we go through the arbitration list, but I think they're going to give him one more year to prove it. And if not, they'll either try to move him or they're going to let him walk, because I think he's a free agent after this year coming up. I think. I'll have to look at that for a future episode, but pretty sure this will be his last year. So I think his contract comes up first. No way in hell are the Yankees going to break the bank for Gary Sanchez. I don't even think they would do it despite what he does this year. I think that it just depends on what kind of a contract they want to give him. Depends on what he does this year. It's all in his hands. So I think they'll give him the benefit of the doubt. And they got Higgy there. And really, there was the Molina rumor the other day. And as good of a defensive catcher he is, his offensive skills are pretty much declining. Maybe his oppo field power will increase. But, I mean, why spend the money where you don't have to? Is he going to give you more production, at least offensively, than Higgy? I think Higgy will do pretty much the same as Molina. And he ain't costing you shit. Defensively, yeah, Molina's better than both those guys combined, but I don't want to spend the money there. I think Gary, depending on what he does in the Dominican League this summer and how serious he takes it, and with a full, hopeful, full spring training and camp and everything, and hopefully if COVID doesn't fuck up the season next year, or at least too bad, he can get into a rhythm. It's a big test, I know, but I'm willing to give him one more year. And I think the Yankees are going to give him that one year to prove it, or see ya. And we got Juan Vonte. At Juan Vonte, he puts it as we need pitching. Jason for DeGrom. Now, that's just crazy, and I hope he's being funny. I would not trade the future Mike Trout, the future Yankees version of Mike Trout, for DeGrom. Not that the Mets would do it anyway. And bring on and take on his money. Now, his money is not ridiculous because he took a friendly team deal. But I want to see what this kid can do. I mean, I think this kid could be special. And I think the Yankees feel that he's going to be special. And I don't want to, I mean, I know he's only 17, 18 years old. But he's going to be in some minor league games this year. And I hope that there's at least film on some of his at-bats, because I'm very interested to see. Now, I'm not a big fan of his bulkness because he's supposed to be an outfielder, and I'm wondering how that's going to play, because the kid is jacked. He's like a goddamn running back. So I'm waiting to see. I'm hoping that this kid will turn out to be something. If not, you got a few more years to trade him. If he just ends up being a good player, you can trade him. If he's great, it'd be great to have him here. That's the kid you break the bank for if he ends up living up to all the hype. So then I wrote, if you're the GM, how would you make this team better? Food guy at MJ Torres, 1230, my buddy. Sign DJ, get another starter via trade. I have not heard any trade rumors in terms of starting pitching, which is interesting because normally you hear, you know, the Yankees are going to trade for this guy or trade for that. You know, they end up getting Paxton a couple years ago. for basically nothing. I mean, I'm sure it'll be linked to the usual guys during the season, but right now I think they're not looking to trade. Unless something happens, I don't know. I haven't heard or seen anything, which is kind of surprising. They've been very quiet. Now, Grant, there's no winter meeting, so there's really no rumors getting out there, which kind of sucks. It makes getting ahead of these things very hard. So I'm interested. I wonder, who would we try to trade for? Who could we trade for? Who's got a good pitcher out there that teams are willing to get rid of? Now, that would be most likely a high salary dump or a stud pitcher heading into its free agent year, but then you risk giving up, like Lindor, you risk giving up top prospects for a guy you might not be able to sign long term. Are you willing to do that? I'm not, especially when Bauer is out there, because it's only going to cost you money. It's only going to cost you money, and you don't have to lose anything. And like I said before, you sign Bauer and him and Cole, and you get Seve back at some point in the year, you can rotate the kids into that lineup. And you don't have to get anybody else. That's a good enough rotation, especially if Devi is the real deal. Monty's solid. And if you got King and Schmidt in Scranton getting better, they'll be here for injuries, although my guess is that they'll keep King in the bullpen as a long relief guy, an occasional spot starter, opener type pitcher. But we'll get to that down the line once the roster becomes clear to after the free agencies and all that, before spring training, before camp. We'll figure that out later. But that'll be my guess. Interesting, though. We'd love to know who they're thinking of trading for. Because that would be, you know, there's guys to move. They got to move out of Eno, I think. But they're going to have to eat some of that salary. But it depends on who they can get back. So I'm curious. We'll keep an eye on that one. But think about them moving Otto. I think they need to get him out of here. I think his confidence is shot here. And change of scenery might be best for him. The Yanks might have to take a bath on it. But maybe Cashman can work some magic and end up stealing some gem, some undiscovered gem from some team, and this kid can turn out to be, you know, a bullpen killer. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on that. Before the pitch at B4Mets_Yankees, sign DJ, give Tanaka and Morton one-year deals, Brad Hand for cheap, trade Voit and Andujar some pitching prospects for Lindor. Infield goes Urshela, Lindor, Torres, DJ. So you want to sign DJ, move him to first, trade Voit. Now, I did hear that rumor also. I don't believe they will be looking to move Voit because he makes next to nothing and he led the league in home runs. I feel like they're happy with him. But if they feel like they have to move somebody, he does have high trade value. So you may not be far off. I'm not seeing the Lindor move, though. I mean, I think it depends on if DJ is here or not. I don't think there's any scenario where it's both. Because then you got to sign him. You're going to give a shitload of money to him. Starting at $23-25 million a year, most likely. So you want to pay him the same amount as DJ? There's so many holes on this team. I just don't see it happening. But I've been wrong before, so we'll keep an eye on that too. Pool Noodle at Blue Russian 35. Cashman will probably replace DJ with Tommy La Stella and sign Tijuan Walker for the rotation to clear the Yankees championship caliber. I love Pool Noodle. He's a funny dude. I could see La Stella definitely as a cheaper DJ option. I wouldn't mind it if they brought him in anyway to be a super utility guy, and then we wouldn't have to worry about Tyler Wade or anybody else like that. But that's going to cost you some money. Taijuan Walker, I'm not a big fan of. I think he's got good stuff. I don't know if he has fully harnessed it yet. I think Toronto would like to re-sign him. But I haven't heard anything linked to him in terms of the Yankees. But like I said, I'm not always right. So we'll keep an eye on that too. We have pieces we can move from the food guy also. Catcher needs to be addressed as well. Oh, we'll see about that. And Greedy Pinstripes at Greedy Stripes. Resign DJ. Trade Gio and Gary Santage. Ottavino too if you can. Sign James McCann. Sign Didi. Haven't made up my mind much on pitching. I want to explore the trade market and or go all in on Bauer for 1 year. That would take Hal over, going over 210. I think he's going to have to go over 210 anyway. Now, because there's too many holes. You're not going to... I know COVID is going to make some deals reasonable for Hal. But have to figure on the fact that we are in win now mode. And this window has been open for 3 years. Since 2017. So this will be year four of that window. And a lot of teams don't have that long of a window to win a World Series. We've been close, but we seem to be getting further away every year. Now, why is it? Is it injuries? Is it management? Is it the nerds? Is it a combination? I think we all have opinions on that, and we've all said it, and you certainly know mine. You can't sign everybody, I know that, but you can sign the right people. And by signing the right people means you have to spend the money. Now, if they want to go all in on Bauer for 1 year and make it like a $35 million contract or $40 million for 1 year, if that's what it takes, then do it. And I know that sounds crazy. A lot of people are like, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's only for 1 year. Personally, I would love to have him for 5-6 years. Seven, maybe seven. I wouldn't go more than that. I know he's the same age as Cole, but you don't want two guys locked up that long. And give him a decent contract. I wouldn't give him more than Cole, but you can give him close to Cole money. I think he deserves it. And he has won a Cy Young. Granted, it's the National League. But that's more than Cole has. And Cole is an ace. So what's Bauer? I don't think they'll trade Gio for the same reasons I don't think they'll trade Voit. Both make next to nothing. And like I said, you have to spend the money elsewhere. Now, until they have to spend big money on them, then they'll decide what they'll do. I'm not a big fan of James McCann. And they let Didi go for a reason. So I don't think they'll bring him back. And they would really only need him for a year because, like I said before, the other shortstops are going to be free agents next year. And they're better than Didi at this point because Didi is older. He was hurt. Now, granted, having Didi back in New York would be great. Lefty power. But, like I said, they let him go. And he ain't coming back here for 1 year just to leave again. So, how many years do you want to commit to Didi? Gary Sanchez has next to nothing in trade value. Ottavino probably has next to nothing in trade value, but my guess is it's easier to move him because you can eat some of his contract and kind of just to get rid of him at this point, you'd be happy with it. Now, in terms of Gary, I should rephrase that. He does have trade value because teams are going to try to lowball us thinking that they can get the best of Gary and they gave a shit for him. And the Yankees are not going to be in a position where they're going to look bad. So, I wouldn't count on it. And we know how they are. They're very prideful and shit like this. Let's see, anything else? I think that might have been the last one. Yeah, I don't see any more. Let me keep going, scrolling through my things here. I think, yeah, that's pretty much it. So, it's pretty much the same everywhere. People want to get rid of Gary. People want to bring in Lindor and sign DJ, which I both think are highly, highly unrealistic, but it'd be kind of cool if they did. I'd be on board with it. And if it cost us Voit, I would be all right with that. I don't want to lose Voit, but you can put DJ there first and he can at least defensively handle it better than Voit. I don't want to move Gio unless we're getting somebody better than Gio. If there's a way to move Andujar, I don't know what they want to do with him. He has next to nothing trade value either because he hasn't proved that he's back from his injuries, and defensively he's horrible. Not horrible, but way below average. We'll see how he does in Dominican League 2. I know he had a couple base hits the other game, but there was where toppled over ground balls at the infield singles that he beat out. And basically, that just means he's not squaring up the ball right. And that's a continuation of how he was hitting this year. So when he got the play, he was not hitting either. So we'll have to keep a track on that. I don't know what's going to happen here. Now, here's something that came in. The Hall of Fame list came out this year. And Nick Swisher and A.J. Burnett are on it. Former Yankees. Both have no shot. We know that. But very cool. Swisher put out a video. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure most of you have. If you haven't, go check it out. He's very appreciative of it. And he should be. He knows he has no chance. But just the fact that he made the list is an accomplishment on its own. Nobody would ever be confused thinking that Nick Swisher is a Hall of Famer, and certainly not A.J. Burnett. But cool nonetheless. So congratulations to them. And I wonder if it's one and done for them, but hopefully not. Let them hang on a little longer. That'd be funny. Now, going back to the Mets and Cohen being the new owner, how does that make us better? Because, you know, you got to remember, the old man, when he was alive, would rather rip off his own arm and leg on the same side of his body than have the Mets be better than him and the Yankees at literally anything. We all know this. Does any of that passion reside in the Hal? I'm sure when Hank was alive, he'd be boiling over. Hal is more business-centered. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. A lot of times he lets Cashman run the team, but Cashman is not going to get sweated by any of this stuff. But at the same time, Cohen brings new life into the team and fan base. Now, everybody who's a Yankee fan, I'm sure has been hearing Met fans already. They're in on literally everybody. Everybody who's a free agent out there, every good player that can be traded is all going to the Mets, right? They're all going to the Mets. DJ, Bauer, Lindor, pretty much everybody is going to the Mets, right? They're going to have a $600 million payroll. No big deal. Okay, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, obviously, but if they were able to bring in, let's just say they got Trevor Bauer, or they got DJ, those are the two biggest free agents of the offseason by far. I don't think there's any doubt. Well, now the Mets are winning the back page headlines. And now the pressure's on the Yankees to do something. How do you respond? Now, I know you don't really play the Mets other than 6 times a year on a regular year. I get it. They're not our true rivals in the sense of who we play on a yearly basis. We play the Red Sox, our divisional rivals. We play 19 times a year. We all know this, but it's a big brother, little brother thing. And in terms of big brother, do you want your little brother to have a little bit of happiness, especially when it's at the expense of yours? No, of course not. Why would we want that? You want to keep him down. He's only happy when we allow it. And that is the way it needs to be. So my thinking is, Cohen is going to make the Mets a better franchise just because he seems competent. So that's already better than the Wilpons. It's amazing what competency can do to a franchise. It's crazy. He's a billionaire, the richest owner in sports. Money doesn't seem to be an issue to him. He just wants to win. My guess is that he'll do it smart. He's not going to be throwing bills around like he's at a strip club. He ain't going to be making it rain, that's for sure. You still have to make money. And even if he takes a loss, he doesn't want to be way into the loss. So, him making moves, him slowly starting to turn this franchise around, how do the Yankees respond to that? Because do you want to be the team that misses out on this window that's basically a third open now? It's not fully open anymore. It's certainly not halfway open. We've pissed away 3 good years of not doing anything. Now, the Mets are going to get better. So how do we respond to that? Because the Mets are not even in talks of a playoff team. Certainly not a World Series caliber team. But that can change. With the right moves, that can change. Now all of a sudden, the Mets are the team that will give, that will bring New York back to where New York needs to be. Now, I wouldn't like that. I'm not one of those people like, well, as long as New York wins, we all win. No, I want my New York teams to win. I certainly don't want the Jets to win. I certainly don't want the Islanders to win. Nobody counts anything in Buffalo, even though, oh, Buffalo's the real New York. Your team's playing Jersey. Well, fuck you. Nobody counts Buffalo for shit. So the Bills, fuck them. Certainly don't want the Mets to win. Yeah. That's what a Yankees, Giants, Rangers fan believes. If you're one of those people that believe, well, if any New York team wins, we all win, then turn in your fan card and go away. You're done. Cashman cannot afford to just sit on his ass. Hal cannot afford to sit on his ass. These guys cannot cry poverty. Because nobody's going to feel sorry for you when your little brother team is throwing money around like he's at a strip club and he's hanging out in the champagne room. All right? It looks bad for us. That's all I'm saying. So you want to spend the money right. But you're going to have to spend money. These guys acting like they're not going to spend money this year are out of their fucking mind. So, let's see here. Arbitration guys. We got arbitration guys this season. And we have Sessa, Clint, Chad Green, Ben Heller, Holder, Judge, Monty, Sanchez, Torres, Gio, and Voigt. Okay. Heller, I think they will non-tender. I think they will non-tender Holder either, because if in case of Holder, he'd probably make like $1 million. And despite surprisingly how well he pitched this year, He is still Jonathan Holder. And I ain't giving him $1 million for shit. Voight's going to get a hell of an increase, probably from $3.7 million to probably about $5 or $6 million, around there. Gio will probably come in around 4.5 to 5. Glaber will probably make about 4. Gary will probably make around 6. Monty will probably make about 2. Judge will be over 10. Chad Green will probably make around 2. And Clint will probably make around 2. Sesso will probably be about 1.6, 1.7 million. That would be my guess. Now, I'm usually pretty bad, but I'm just trying to round it up to what I think they'll get. Or what, I don't know what they're asking for. But needless to say, you're spending money on those guys right there. If Judge was healthy, I would just extend him now. And you can probably get him on the cheap, but he can never stay healthy. So I think he's got another arbitration year next year. And then after that, he's a free agent. So this is kind of a prove it year for Judge. So you know that he'll probably be healthy this year, and the Yankees will have to give him a $40 million contract a year, something like that, which is crazy, and I wouldn't do it, but we'll get to that down the line when we get there. So those are the guys who are arbitration eligible. Like I said, Holder and Heller are not going to get tendered. I can't see it. Sanchez, I know a lot of people would like for him to not be tendered and then let him go as a free agent just to get rid of him. They're going to tender him an offer because even at $6 million around there, his potential still outweighs his contract. I know it sounds ridiculous, but think about the good catchers that are out there that can at least hit home runs like he can and how much they get paid. Now, you might think he's still overpaid. The Yankees, I think, value him a little bit differently. But we will see. We'll see what happens. And couple more things before we close this out. Michael Kay was on High Heat the other day with Chris Russo. And he said something that I thought was kind of crazy. Still don't think it'll happen. But wondering if Boone will think about it. Boone and Cashman, because you know how these things are done. He says he thinks that they should turn Chapman back into a starter. He has the stuff. He can really go back into his pitch, his different pitches, his repertoire. And I'm sure I just butchered that. But he is still our closer. So if he goes back into the rotation, you have to stretch him out. That's a recipe for disaster, in my opinion. It comes down to like what they did with Jabba. In my head, it's like if you're either a starter or a reliever, and you can't keep going back and forth because it's just a recipe for disaster. Relievers are designed to empty the tank, and starters have to conserve firepower to pitch more innings than one, normally, unless you're Debbie Garcia in game twos of a playoff series, but I digress. It's crazy. But is it? And I just want you guys to ponder that for a while. I don't believe it will happen. I kind of think it's insane. I don't even think Boone or Cashman will entertain it. But then again, like I said, could be wrong. So I'll leave you on that. Last thing I will say, as I pretty much end most of my shows now with this until it finally happens, go get Trevor Bauer. Cashman, are you listening? Are you listening to me? The fan base wants it. We want DJ and Trevor Bauer. My man, if you spend the money on DJ and Trevor Bauer, you can spend whatever little money you have left, besides the arbitration guys, on fixing the bullpen. Maybe some inexpensive guys that are out there, some veterans that you can get on the cheap. Because everything else is set. And like I said, you can rotate the kids and Severino for the rest of the three spots in the rotation. To me, it's a no-brainer. Now, as I keep saying, I don't know if the Yankees have any interest or had any conversations with Bauer and his agent. Bauer is basically on a worldwide tour of marketing himself to just about every team out there. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm sure the Yankees will check in just because they'll check in just to get some kind of numbers thrown around. I don't give a shit. Sign this man. Preferably multi-year. All right. Now, there's still moves to be made. We're basically at the beginning of the offseason here. Everybody is like announced signing DJ. Relax. It's going to take a while because there's not a lot of big name free agents, a lot of mid-card guys, and a lot of cheap options. All right. So really it's DJ and Bauer. And there may be a couple trades, but these things are going to take a while because there's teams out there that don't want to spend the money. And the agents and everybody, you know how this goes. It's the same thing every year. Usually things don't happen until next month or January. We'll have our answers by then. It'd be sure as hell nice to know that we have DJ and Trevor Bauer in pinstripes. It's a nice gift to unwrap on Christmas Day. All right, doesn't that sound better? Or you can take it now. We'll take it whenever. We're good. All right, that's it. Keep you guys from other things. Subscribe to my show if you haven't already. And if you're a listener, I assume you have. Tell other people. Tell them to follow me on Twitter at Savage Empire Pod. Follow me. And if you're not a crazy lunatic, I'll follow you back. We'll interact. And you can engage me here and I will read it on the show because, like I always keep saying, this show is for you guys. You take the time to listen. I take the time to build a show around what you guys want to hear. All right, get involved. Reach out to me. Things you want to talk about. Could be baseball or otherwise. I'll listen. I'm a good dude like that. And, like I said, it's for you guys. All right, so just follow me, subscribe, leave me a rating on iTunes if you can. 5-star rating, of course. Otherwise, don't bother. I need to read the reviews. Tell your friends, tell your family. And until the next time, as always, go Yankees.